Hi, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin. As usual, sometimes we do these shows on the road where I'm visiting with you out on a hunting or fishing trip, but this time we are actually on the porch of the cabin. So if you hear a squirrel barking in the background or a blue jay singing out, well, that's why we're doing this outside. I tell you, I say this often, but I always have a cup of hot coffee out here, and I'm always listening to Western Swing and other things. What a great show. I'm privileged to be a little part of that show, a little five-minute outdoor interlude, and I try to bring you something different each week. Now, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I hope everyone's got some plans to get out of the house and break free of a little cabin fever the next week or two. I know I've got a rabbit hunt planned, and we all need a little something to look forward to, you know, but I love to hunt rabbits. And I thought today I might share a recipe, a Mexican soup recipe with you that I've been making for, gosh, years. I learned it from a Mexican cook down on the Mexican border, down on the Texas-Mexican border years ago, or learned the basics of it. I think there's so many ways you can actually make this dish that, you know, everybody might put their own little flair to it. But basically, you just need some cubed up meat. I'm going to make some this weekend, and I've got some cubed up wild pork, some lean pork. You could use domestic pork, venison, whatever type meat you've got, just a good quality meat. Make sure it's lean. Cube it up into cubes, you know, say half inch cubes, maybe a little thicker than that. Put them in a cast iron Dutch kettle or a thick wall pot of some sort, and brown it with some onion. You brown the meat and then add some onion and about four, maybe five, depending on how big a pot you're going to make, four or five poblano or Anaheim chilies, green chilies. Always seed those first and then chop them pretty coarse chopped. You know, put them in there. Put a little, at that point, I usually add just a little bit of water. And I let that meat simmer for about 45 minutes real low, and that'll help get it real tender. Now, at that point, I chop up some carrots, celery, and onion, put the onion in there with it, and add, at that point, it's time to add a little cumin. And this is like you have to cook a little bit and season to taste, so I'm not going to try to give you exact amounts of cumin or anything, but cumin is a primary ingredient in this dish. You've got to have cumin. So salt and cumin. And the tomatoes, I actually use canned tomatoes out of the garden, and I use about a quart of canned tomatoes, but you can use diced tomatoes or, you know, whatever you have. But all the carrots and the potatoes, the celery, all that stuff, it takes a little while for that to get done, especially the carrots. So you've got that meat that's already been cooking, simmering for about 45 minutes before you add the vegetables. You're going to need to cook those vegetables for at least another probably 30 to 45 minutes before they get really, really tender. I like to squeeze the juice from a couple of limes in there with the soup. You could use lemon, but being a Mexican dish, the limes really add something to it. But I'll tell you, you can set down to a plate of this soup or a bowl of it with some warm flour or corn tortillas, just a little butter on those tortillas. It is a great wintertime dish, and I bet a lot of you probably cook similar dishes, but this is what we call a Mexican dish, and like I say, don't even think of making it without cumin. Cumin is, actually, it takes more cumin than you would think. I bet you I wind up putting in a four-quart pot, Dutch kettle. I bet I wind up putting three or four tablespoons of cumin in there. But just to make sure you don't get it too strong with any particular flavor, make sure and sample it along, add more seasoning as you need to. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you. Make sure and go to High Plains Public Radio, and you can check out the picture of this soup that I've got this week. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.